Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Michigan State University in East Lansing.
The Spartans.
Thanks, Joe. They're going to be member of the Big Ten now with 16 schools, you know, located in the Midwest, like Rutgers, Maryland, USC, UCLA. College football's going weird.
That's big news.
It is big news.
Big sports news. Mm-hmm.
The university is adding summer classes, or they're not adding. They already have them starting next week and running through August 2nd.
Who wants to spend their summer going to class?
People that need adulting 101.
Oh. Is it you're an adult now, so do whatever you want, like have fun during the summer?
Yeah, like never worry about another thing in your life.
Like you pass the class
if
you
ditch it. You're a big child now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. No, number one, getting organized. That's the first session is that.
Okay. Yeah.
It says learn how to use digital tools to help you stay organized. How to make a to-do list. Keep a calendar. Reduce clutter. Find things faster.
All right. A lot of people probably do need this.
I think a lot of people do. I think the longer we go, the less and less people are taught things. And, you know, I think our generation certainly knew how to do far less than our parents' generation.
That's true.
And well, my kids don't know. I mean, like, I'm trying to go out of my way with my own kids to go, okay, I don't want them to get to a certain stage and go, I don't know how to do anything.
I have a question for that premise, Howings.
Yes.
Is it that we knew less about how to do things, or we knew less about how to do things that they knew, but more about other things they can't do? Because, yeah, you might not know how to do stuff that your parents can do, but when their phone is broken, they call you.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there are other things, certainly. But I think a lot of people, they do, like, especially for, like, our generation, I think it began with ours, where like, people didn't know how to budget or anything, or do anything with money. Something simple, like balance your checkbook. Which you don't have a checkbook anymore.
Nope.
But just,
yep.
But knowing how to
do that.
But knowing how to, like, keep track of how much you have, I think it's easier now, even with my own kids. We talked about this before. Money doesn't really mean anything to them anymore because it doesn't really exchange hands the way it used to when we were young. And so it's like they struggle with understanding like what real money actually is, and that it doesn't just magically appear and that it's just, you know, whatever.
Well, I think as like an 18-year-old college kid too, if I would have been given an adulting 101 class, especially if that class were to offer me, hey, this is what an interest rate on your loans is actually going to be. So if you can pay off one payment and then maybe a little bit extra every single month, you could save X amount, and you'll apply that towards your credit card bills because interest is a thing on those. And you'll also apply that towards your car loan and buying a house
you're going to have because of this class.
Right. And like, hey, we don't all have to say our numbers out loud, but let's find a budget. At 18, I was still balancing a checkbook because apps and things like that weren't really a thing. And I wasn't paying as much attention as I should have, but I didn't have a credit card because I was afraid.
Yeah.
So if somebody could have taught me how to use it in a way that was smart, then I probably could have done well with it. But I was at 18. I was like, hell no, I'm not doing that. I'll be buying shots for everybody at the bar.
I think that was smart of you. But I think even if people are told that, which they are at 18, there's plenty of people who are like, don't spend too much money and don't charge things on the credit card.
Okay, but I'm going to be rich soon.
Yeah,
I mean, still do it.
But
I always think of that line from Michael Scott
when they ask him about money, and he goes, I don't know how I'm going to pay for retirement. I just know I'll figure it out while I'm sitting on my yacht.
Yep.
You know,
yeah. I mean,
it's like, okay. All right. Class number two, home food preservation. Learn what blanching is. What foods need to be blanched?
I don't even know what that means. I need this class.
It means
I didn't know what it is either.
I've heard of it, but
it's when you wash something in cold water. Generally, you blanch it after you cook it. So, like, if you cooked carrots and you boil them, in order for them to stop cooking, you would blanch it in cold water.
Oh,
and then you would take it out.
Oh, I've heard that term,
slows
but
down
I didn't.
The cooking process.
Okay, I never knew one was. The, okay, I got it.
What foods freeze? Which foods don't freeze well? These tips will help you preserve your food and save money.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, I think that's good. Yeah, like it's hard to freeze an avocado.
Or for like someone younger, like don't freeze beers, but you can freeze vodka.
Yes,
yeah. Because hard liquor won't freeze. It's got a lower freezing point.
If they're in college, didn't they already learn that?
I think so.
You would think so.
Our older roommate who used to keep a lime lizard or something in the freezer all the time.
Yeah, you learned to
just
do
in case a party broke.
Yeah, you got to learn those things.
July 26th, informed renter. Know your rights and responsibilities as a tenant. This is a good one for college kids.
That's a good one.
You are there to be taken advantage of.
It is.
The rental process from finding a place to live to moving out. And then finally, healthy you. How to keep yourself healthy now and in the future. Learn some strategies and ways to advocate for your wellness. Stay mentally and physically healthy as you become a full-on adult. Now, these are all good things, but what should they have in addition to that?
Those are all good things. In fact, like those are things that I think almost everybody should have. I could use a better class going. This is how you could probably eat better.
Right?
Stuff like that. Basics. I think it goes back to sort of managing your money. I know one of the things I struggle with now, because we did go from that transition to paper to digital during our lifetime.
This has really spun you out.
Yeah. No, but
this
which
paper
is,
digital thing, man.
But I mean keeping track of what you're paying for, because it's easy to forget now because everything is auto pay.
All the monthly, yeah.
Like
I agree with that.
Like if I don't have to do auto pay, I often don't, because it forces me to open my computer and go, this is what I'm paying this month. Because otherwise I start to forget and I look at my credit card and I go, oh my God, that's what I'm paying right now for my cell phone or my cable or whatever, because I forget, because it just disappears. And then I go, why don't I have money in this account now?
I put any auto pay on one specific credit card because that company says, these are your current auto pay things.
Yeah.
And then I can check that once in a while and go, well, what?
That is helpful.
What is this?
Yeah.
But a lot of them don't do that because it's
somewhat
counterintuitive.
Like I need to consolidate all my stuff. Like I need those apps where it goes, we'll find everything you're paying for and tell you. Because even I'll look at my credit card statement, but I'll go, wait, now is this OnStar for that car? Or wait, is this all, I don't even know what I'll call them later.
I just found out I probably paid
like $1 million for OnStar or something.
$10 a month for Apple Watch Cellular for a watch that I have not had cellular on in years.
Yeah.
Like 2 years, $10 a month. Because if you cancel it on your watch, if you just say, I don't want cellular anymore, or on your phone, or however I did it, you still have to call the company and say,
that's ridiculous.
I don't want cellular.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
I know, of course.
Kelly, a lot of people are really upset with your blanching blunder. Blanching is boiling for a short time. Shocking is putting it in ice or cold water. Boom. Nice job, dumb Fieri.
Man. Roasted.
Sounds like
which
you just
is
got
a different thing than blanching.
You just got adulted 101.
Yeah. You just got blanched.
Yeah. Gal Fieri over there is better than dumb Fieri. Wish I'd have gone with that first time.
Wow.
FYI, idiots, you can freeze avocados. All right, so what else should be in the adulting class?
Mm-hmm. Did someone proclaim you may not?
I did. I said it's not great to freeze an avocado.
Well, you can't freeze Kool-Aid. Otherwise, everybody just make their own popsicles, right?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I think we've covered of the adult issues.
Somebody said cursive and...
No. Shut up. Cursive.
What was the other one? Cursive and... It was another useless thing.
No, the only thing you use cursive for in almost any way is like your signature.
Yeah. Analog clock, I think, but also...
I think if... Like, I...
No one's going to lose their life because I'm like, man, I wish I knew what time it was. There's no way I can find a digital clock right now.
If I met an adult who couldn't read an analog clock, I would hate them immediately for being that stupid.
It is very easy to teach. Like, that was one of the first things I did learn in my life.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where you would think you would even if no one ever taught you, you would just pick it up over time. Like, you'd figure it out. There's two hands on it.
Yeah.
Oh, what does the digital clock say? Oh, the analog clock says, oh, I get it. Done.
This text, it says, this is a good point. It says, I think the case for a few generations ago, kids were exposed to life sooner because things were harder back then. But with each generation, they make life better for their kids, thus exposing them to adult life later. I think that's it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.